Blog Talk Radio.
To everyone, good evening, good afternoon, and good morning, depending on your time zone, and welcome to everyone to Nightlight. Welcome, light workers, light body energies, seekers of the light, watchers, wardens, indigos, soothsayers, mystics, questers, and querents, journeymen and journeyers, seekers, star children, and philosophers, and all those who are seeking. Reason and magic in these times of awakening, evolution, and transformation. I'm Bob DeLong, your host, and along with Jeannie, we invite you to come in out of the mainstream and gather around our nightlight in the darkness and confusion of the times. This show represents a sort of pit stop on your cosmic journey, so sit back, share your light with other light-minded people, and gather for a time and be sheltered from the storms and evolution and change. This is our own little special oasis in the turmoil that we call creation. Share with us your light and we'll share ours with you. And with any luck, we can generate enough light to not only light our ways, but provide light enough for others who are seeking as well. These journeys that we're on began a very long time ago and will continue long after this lifetime has faded into memory. So gathering together as we do every week generates energy that can and is drawn on by countless others. Excuse me. So coming together and blending our lights creates energy that serves not only ourselves, but humanity as well. If you'd like to learn more about me, I invite you to visit my website, barbaradelong.com. There's a ton of information there, along with forecasts for the new year. The whole year is up. I'm patting myself on the back like crazy for that one. There's information also on the other shows that I do. on the first Tuesday and the last Thursday of the month. I do Almost Heaven with Lizzie Starr and Hazel, and these are two lovely, wonderful ladies that are spiritual and full of laughter, light, and all sorts of spiritual insight. You never know what's going to happen, especially with Lizzie Starr. So do join us on that show, and even though I'm not on it, check out Lizzie and Hazel's show. They are on the first Tuesday and the last Thursday of the month, and they are amazingly wonderful, lovely people. So I would definitely encourage you to check out their show as well. The last Friday of the month, this month anyhow, especially Mary Peeler will be back with me again. And it's always a joy to have Mary on the show. So look for us, I think the date is the 28th of January. But, you know, I will certainly let all of you know exactly when that's going to happen. She is an absolute amazing woman and a true joy to work with. The links to her activities and her website are in the chat room, and they're also on my website if you want to check that out. Also on my website are all of the archives of all of the shows that I've done over the last four years now. And as we get further into the year, our new show, which will be a show that actually originates from New Zealand, but will be streamed on the computer as well, is going to start up. We're in the process of getting everything set up for that. So Jeannie and I are definitely going to become world travelers with the show, for sure. The call-in number will be in the United States, so you'll be able to hit us twice in a week, starting probably around the March-April timeframe, but I will keep you posted on that one. Jeannie is in the chat room, so if you have a question, she is the co-host. She's me co-host, and she will have the answers to any questions that you have. Please feel free to IM her. She is very good at screening calls and at answering questions as far as the length of the queue and stuff like that. I do encourage you to check out the website and the forecast for the year. They are a lot of fun, and actually they have a different flavor for them this year. So it'll be kind of interesting to get your feedback on what's up there. Excuse me. Mold and mildew have struck, but other than a cough and a clearing of my throat now and then, I think we're in great shape. It is the beginning of the year, and it's important for everybody to sort of get their acts together and put their plans in place and sort of have a yearly plan for what they're going to be working on, and I encourage everybody to do that. Vision boards, definitely a great idea. If not that, just a contract with yourself on a piece of paper you hide someplace and check things off as you go along. It's important to sort of commit to reality those plans that you have, those hopes, those wishes, those dreams, so the universe knows what to work on with you. And it does work. I can honestly say that the last vision board I did just gifted me with so many wonderful things. As I sit back and wonder, and I haven't done another one because the old one was so profoundly effective that it just blew my socks off. But I think that it's time for all of us to take a look at the future, at the new year, at what we are opening ourselves up to, and sort of spreading our arms to embrace whatever the universe wants to shovel our way as far as abundance and commitment and relationships and financial security and financial success and changes in our lives. I was thinking the other day that it's silly that we celebrate so much the beginning of a new year, because every day is the beginning of a new year. And you don't have to wait for the end of a calendar year to start a new year as far as what you're going to do with your life and what kind of changes you're going to manifest and what kind of wonderful new things you want to bring into your lives. It's an amazing time and exciting. I will tell you personally that I was glad to see 2012 go, and I am welcoming, you know, wholeheartedly 2013 and just getting very excited about the potentials and the possibilities that it can bring into our lives. So if you want to get a yearly update, if you want to check out and see where you are, I do suggest if you're going to call in sooner rather than later, because the line does get long after a while. The call-in number is 347-857-2139. Jeannie will post it on occasion in the chat room. And we're going to kind of get started here so that we can get in as many people as we can possibly get in here today. We've got Yolanda here in Georgia. Hi, Yolanda. How are you doing today?
Hello. I'm doing great. How are you?
I am, well, aside from being cold, I'm fine. You're in, where are you? You're in
Georgia, where it's nice and sunny.
I have snow and ice on the ground. I'm not, you know, I'm trying really hard to pretend it's not out there.
Okay.
The other day I was working on the computer, and I worked until it was dark and went up and had dinner, and a friend of mine called me on the phone, and she said, "How many inches do you have?" And I said, "Of what?" And she said, "Snow, Barbara, it snowed, and there were 8 inches of snow on the ground."
Oh, no.
Not a fun thing to stare at. So how can I help you today?
I'd like a New Year's reading, see what's ahead for me, especially with regard to career and finances.
Okay. Actually, this looks like a spectacular year for you. It really, it's a year in which it feels like all things are coming together. It's a year in which you're going to be compensated for a lot of things that you've put out there that you sort of let go of and didn't pay any attention to the fact that, you know, you were giving and that there really was no return expected. And it does feel like this is going to be a harvest year for you. I would say that especially in career and money matters, this is a year in which whatever you put out for yourself is going to come back. And putting stuff out, you know, through meditation and through prayer and things like that is wonderful, but it has to be a constant energetic that you're sending out there. That's why, as I was saying earlier, a contract with the universe or a vision board is something that is absolutely called for and necessary, because it expands the potential of what the universe can bring into you. You have the law of attraction in the area that would be for career and money making and things like that. So you need to put out there what it is you want, and when you do ask the universe to sort of, you know, to help you to manifest more greatly in an aspect of your life, the best way to do it is not to set limits of, you know, a job that brings in at least this much money. Just, you know, give me all you've got. Give me the abundance that you have at your disposal, and just, you know, rain it down on me. And that way the universe isn't limited by an amount that you have put out there and limited yourself to. It feels as though this is a year in which you're going to stretch and grow. You're going to expand your wisdom as far as spiritual insight, and you're going to apply that new wisdom and the wisdom that you've carried within and haven't done anything with. You're going to manifest it more greatly in your reality, and by doing that, you expand yourself, you stretch yourself, and you grow in aspects and areas that you haven't even really paid attention to up to this point in time. You're an extraordinarily intelligent woman, and you're not using all of the stuff that you've got inside, but I'm pretty sure a number of people have told you that already. You are wise beyond your years, and sometimes that does create difficulties for you, but I would just keep plowing ahead, because sooner or later people are going to understand the great wealth and the wonder that you hold within you. This is going to be a year in which you put pieces of a puzzle together. You sort of expand a great deal around you, and you begin to understand the direction that you are going in, and sort of work with a greater sense of intent towards accomplishing goals that you set for yourself internally. Understand that those things that we set for ourselves internally don't usually manifest as well unless we have committed them to paper. Contracts with the universe. You can't write a contract and hold it etherically in your head. You need to really commit it to reality. You need to write it down on paper. You need to say, this is what I'm working towards, and I'm going to stare at it every now and then just to make sure I remind myself of it. Because you've got a tremendous amount that's coming full circle. It's completing stuff this year that is going to be really profound. As you hit the March time frame, there's a sense of initiating yourself into new levels of understanding, of letting go of a lot of the restrictions that you've put upon yourself and opening yourself up to a greater potential in all aspects of life. April feels as though it's a time in which, wow, it feels like there's so much going on. It's phenomenally overwhelming for you, and yet you, no matter how much you put on your plate, you're able to accomplish everything that you have set out to do. And it feels to me as though here's the April timeframe is when you begin to understand that the more you pile on, the better you work and the more challenged you are and the more exciting life is, so that it sets a new modality for everything. And it opens you up to an amazing new phase of life that you've sort of been sitting back and playing with, but you haven't actually put into motion yet. The May timeframe has new beginnings, fresh starts. You have a lot of things going on here, and it feels as though you suddenly are deciding to put your energy into a lot of things that you've said to yourself, someday I'm going to, or when I get time, I'm going to. And you realize that you know, someday is today, and when you get time is today. And the more you start, the more you'll accomplish. Maybe not in the time frame you think, but you will accomplish a lot of amazing things. In June, it feels like you hit your head against a brick wall, and here's where the creative energy around and within you is really challenged. When we hit our heads against a brick wall, it's actually not the universe saying, I don't think so. It's the universe saying, you need to fuel this in order to make it happen. And we fuel new projects, new aspects, new endeavors by being more creative in our life than we had been prior to that moment in time. I'm not saying you're not creative, but I am saying that June is a time where you want to sort of look for new creative ways in order to enrich your life and your the environment in which you are. Quite lately, I took up knitting again because I figured I needed a little more creativity in my life. And as I took up a new creative project, things started to move ahead for me. And I think that's something that quite often all of us forget, that we need to fuel our movement through this lifetime. We can't just ask the universe to do stuff. We have to fuel the universe. We have to give it the channels through which it can pour the energy. And sometimes we don't do that. Sometimes we think, well, I'm creative enough. I do so much stuff now that, you know, I can't possibly do more. But that's not true. We can always do more, and we can always expand our expertise. And I know in my lifetime I've done a lot of creative stuff, but there's always room for something more. And it's important to remind ourselves that as long as we keep learning and growing, we keep expanding the horizons and the potential that the universe can send us stuff. So that's the challenge for the June timeframe. If you start creative stuff now and you keep building on it and building on it and building on it, you're going to find that you'll cruise through June. And if you don't feel like you're cruising, then that's your signal to sort of roll your sleeves up and find something new. And it has to be something you enjoy. It can't be something that you are struggling with. Whether it's more computer technology or greater expression of yourself in an artistic form or mode, even, and you don't have to be good, you just have to have fun with it. Or, I don't know, even underwater basket weaving is fine and counts if that's something that you've always wanted to do. As you move into the summertime, this is a phenomenal time for you. Summertime has you receiving back a lot of the stuff that you've given out to other people. Now, it's not going to come back from the source, from where you sent it. It's going to hit you, you know, in unusual and wonderful ways. It's going to be people doing kind and wonderful things for you that you don't expect, or strangers helping you out where you don't expect. It's going to be, it's the return of what you've given out, and that puts strings on. And those things that we send out and we don't put strings on are the things that come back and reward us when we least expect it. So the summer time frame is going to be pulling body, mind, spirit together and being rewarded for things that you've done in the past that you won't even be able to attach an explanation to, but it's definitely there. as you hit September, here's where you're focused. Here's where you bring yourself into a greater focus as to new directions that you want to go, new things that you want to experience, and new mountains you want to climb and horizons you want to go beyond. Understand that if you limit yourself or allow yourself to be limited by what you see visually, physically, then that's where you hold yourself. If you say to the universe, let it rip, let's take it as far as we can, as long as we can, and as far as we can, and that's when things start to really move for you. The element of work is here in October, and it feels like the spotlight is shining on you, and people are paying attention to how much of yourself you are putting into everything that you do, not just professionally, but personally as well. And the more that you take everything that comes to you as a wonderful challenge that will allow you to grow and stretch yourself, then the more fun you're going to have with this whole process. It's, the universe does send us lessons and challenges, and they're important to us. And when we have these lessons, these difficult times in our lives, it isn't that we're being in any way punished. It's a reward. It's saying, okay, you've grown so far. Here's a new step for you. Here's something to step up and over so that you can step up the quality of life that is being sent to you. The challenges the universe sends to us are just amazingly wonderful things. And sometimes they stretch us. And sometimes as we grow, sometimes it isn't as pleasant a time as other times, but if you're just cruising, you're not learning. If you're stretching yourself and growing, then you definitely are learning, and that's what we're here for. We're not here to just cruise through this lifetime. We're here to learn, to grow, and to share. And it feels as though you're coming into one of those time frames in the fall time frame in the fall, where the universe is saying, okay, you're really good what you're doing now, but you're capable of more. Let us show you how much more you're capable of. I've come to really embrace the challenges and the difficult times. Sometimes it's really tough to embrace some of them, but it does make us better people. It makes us stronger people. That old adage of if it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger is absolutely true. But I look upon these time frames where you're challenged as it's like I've graduated. I can do so much more. I can grow so much further. I can reach so much further. And you roll your sleeves up and you get going. Sometimes I have to admit I decide to take a break before I roll the sleeves up. But all in all, it's a wonderful challenge, and it doesn't feel like these are hurtful or difficult hurdles. These are just things that you struggle a little bit to get over because there's so much more to gather, more to learn, and more to grow with. As you hit this November timeframe, you have law of attraction working with you again, a vision board, a contract, something that helps the universe to see what it is you want to have in your life. How do you want to grow? Where do you want to grow? What directions do you want to grow in? And pay close attention to where your passions are, because that's where your strongest gifts are, and that's where the most growth is going to happen. By the time you get to December, you're changing your life radically. And as you come into 2014, you're going to have massive changes here, but they're all good, they're all exciting, and they're all challenging. Okay?
Wow. You are absolutely amazing. You have just rejuvenated me. You have motivated me. I feel like I just grew 10 feet while you were talking. I mean, yeah, thank you so much. It's like I love you.
Well, I love you too. And actually, you can go into archives and you can download this. And anytime you feel low, you just play it back to yourself. Because if you need reinforcement, if you need, encouragement, and sometimes those challenges get to be hard. But, when they are, it just means that you have so much more inside of yourself to give I forget, it's an old wives' tale or an old grandmother's tale, one or the other. But it's, we're never given more than we can actually handle. And Mother Teresa used to say that she understood that, but she just wished God didn't think so much of her because the challenges were so great. But the reality is that's the process down here, and you have such wonderful, new, exciting stuff coming. And yes, you have challenges, but good stuff too.
Yeah, the sun is definitely out today. Thank you.
Thank you. You're so
Thank
welcome.
You so
Take care now.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Jeannie wants me to remind all of you who have called in that if you want to get a reading, you need to push the number one. Otherwise, she'll just figure you're sitting there and, you know, wanting to listen. And that's perfectly wonderful and fine. But if you want to get a reading, please, you know, push the number one so she knows to call to you know, to screen you. Nothing like tripping over your own tongue here. Okay, we've got. Okay, I'm gonna mispronounce this. Is this Kanita?
Kanisha.
Kanisha. Okay, I was close. How can I help today?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too.
My question to you is: do you see my finances getting better this year?
I actually do. Are there legal matters you're worrying about, or there are legal matters here taken care of? Are you in any sort of legal litigation?
No, I'm not.
Okay, so I'm seeing the scales being balanced. It feels as though you've been put through a time of challenge, and it does feel as though January is a time where you're doing a lot of analyzing and taking stock. I think you are a little hard on yourself, but from what the universe is saying, after the January time frame, everything shifts and changes for you. And while money isn't going to pour in, I don't see anything that would say anything like the lottery is going on here. But it does feel as though things get easier, finances flow, you're set free from worry. And it does feel as though you're bringing balance and justice into your life. You also have Phoenix Rising energy here, too. And Phoenix Rising energy means that you're reborn out of the ashes of the old. It feels as though you're coming to a time of amazing change. And it does feel like a lot of aspects about you, it feels like you're going through a time of change. And, you know, very much like the caterpillar into the butterfly, and I'm not inferring that you're a caterpillar, but just the analogy here, it feels as though you've gone into a time of really taking a look at things, really analyzing things, getting rid of things that no longer nurture you, and allowing the universe to sort of help you move into new directions. Everything for the next 5 months, 6 months in there, is a time of letting go of things that don't matter. And it has your back been bothering you? Hello? Are you there?
I'm sorry. Yes, I'm here. Yes, it has. It's been bothering me. I made a mistake and hit mute on my phone.
That's okay. I have spent many shows talking to myself. It feels as though you're carrying a lot of burdens that you don't need to carry. You're carrying a lot of things that you have no control over, so you need to let go of. And once you know, I a good example is I worry a lot about national stuff, but I have no control over that. So I try to keep, you know, the things that I am working on for and with to things that I actually have the ability and the capacity to make a difference in. I can't do a thing about the government. However, I can do something about my neighbors or my friends or the people that I touch into and have input in their lives. So, you know, I kind of let it go. And it feels to me as though you're carrying a great deal of worry and problems, and it feels like they're other people's problems and difficulties, and you're trying very hard to help other people, and sometimes you have to understand that other people really don't want, you know, they may want you to listen to, but you know, it's though you are a sounding board and you can't take on their difficulties. Okay. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
I mean, very often in the past, I have given great advice to people and they've totally ignored it and it really ticked me off. But the reality was they didn't really want my advice. They just wanted to say what their problem was so that they could work it out themselves. And sometimes you have to be a little more discerning about where it is you put that kind of energy, because lots of times people just want to talk. They really don't want you to talk back at them. And you have a wonderful, kind, caring, loving energy. You are a person who is so compassionate that it's sometimes painful. And you have to be a little more discerning about where you let people touch you, because, and I'm talking emotionally speaking here. I think the thing that these days just wrenches my heart out is that ASPCA ad where you see all those poor abused animals, and I have to leave the room sometimes. But you have this wonderful aspect of you where people are drawn to you and people dump their problems in your lap and they go away feeling a lot better, and you worry over what they've dumped in your lap, and sometimes you just have to kind of brush it off, let it go, and get on with your own life, because you've got wonderful stuff here. You've got a tremendously wonderful, loving, caring, compassionate nature that you touch a lot of people and you don't even know it. You help people and you don't even know it. And so I think it's important for you to sort of be focusing on yourself and your own issues and finding ways to make life brighter and easier and more fun for those people that are in your immediate family and that are closest to you, because you just try to help everybody, and in so doing you take away from the people that really you do have impact on. Does that make sense?
Pretty day.
I wanna touch just a little bit on relationship. Is there currently one here?
It's just my kids there, off again, on again. Right now it's off.
With off and ons, really usually off and ons mean that the energy isn't there enough to sustain a full time.
Yeah.
And it's really wise to, when it's off, move forward and kind of go find someone, allow someone, not find, because don't go looking, because when we go looking, we always find the wrong thing. But I mean, that's I think if everybody understood that if you just focus on yourself and making yourself as wonderful and as spectacular as the kind of person you want to draw into your life, that's what you do. You draw that, you become that energy, and therefore you draw that energy to you. So I think off again and on again has been a wake-up call for you, that you know how spectacular you want somebody to be, but you want them to constantly be that. And you deserve a full-time one. You really do. And from what I can tell here, that full-time person is coming into your life so long as you don't, you know, decide to get caught in the loop of on and off, on and off, on and off.
Okay.
If it's off now, walk away. And don't be nasty, don't be mean. But just say, you know, I need something different. You know, and if they come back, you just say, you know, you're a wonderful person, but you're not constant, and I need a constant in my life.
Okay.
Because you've got a spectacular relationship coming this year. If you know, that Mr. Right can't sit in his seat if Mr. Wrong is sitting there.
Okay.
And so many of us make that mistake that, and I'm right there with you. I've done it. I can't count the number of times I've thought, well, it's better than nothing. Well, no, that's not true. Nothing is better than the wrong person. So sometimes nothing can be very nice.
Okay.
Okay. You take it easy and you give me a call back and if I can help further.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Bye-bye now. I'm really not an expert in relationship, but I've had some very good ones in my life, so I at least can talk from that standpoint. Okay, we've got Delphine in Illinois. Hi, Delphine.
How you doing?
Doing just great today. How are you?
I'm fine. Happy New Year.
Oh, to you too. It's going to be a great one. I know it's going to be a great one.
Yes.
And if I say it enough, it will be.
Yes. I'm calling because I want to know, what do you see for me for 2013 in terms of career and love, romance?
The big ones. Well, in a lot of aspects here, 2013 looks like it's a time that the universe is kind of laughing at you because you're taking everything way too seriously. And, I mean, life is serious. Don't get me wrong. It, you know, life is definitely something that we have to pay attention to. But it seems to me here, from what I can tell, that let me hit love life first, because this is spectacular. You're embraced by universal love. You have the aspect of universal love flowing throughout your entire year. It feels as though the focus of the universe is to let you know all different levels, all different kinds of love that are available to you and that you have access to. It's a year in which you're going to. Are you currently in a relationship?
No, I'm not, but it was this guy who I used to go to school with. We just got in contact with one another, and I don't know.
Good potential, but I'm not sure that this is the one I'm seeing. I'm seeing a soulmate coming into your life. I'm seeing you getting that person that you've, you know, been sort of fantasizing about, you know, I would like a person with this, and this qualities and things like that. It feels to me like the universe is finally going to reward you for making a couple of false starts here as far as relationship goes. I think that from what I'm seeing here, you've done a lot of work on yourself. You've done a tremendous amount of work on yourself. You certainly have expanded yourself and stretched yourself, and you've grown and you understand a lot better about how you have to, how it's important to function within a relationship, that you bring to the table 100% of who you are, and you expect the other person to do the same. And if they don't, then there's an imbalance and the relationship doesn't work. You have strong potential here for an amazingly wonderful relationship. And again, I'm not sure if the one you've connected to is the one I'm seeing, but you have plans to get together, yes?
No, not yet. We just connected like a few days ago, so I don't really know.
Okay. It feels like this is going to be very interesting and definitely something you're going to want to explore. But there definitely is a soulmate here. And the way that you increase that energy, that you guarantee that it's a soulmate that comes to you, is that you stay focused on yourself and what you need to do for you, for your reality and for your evolution, spiritually speaking. You keep your dreams for your future alive and well and very much in focus in front of you, and you open yourself up to the potential that the universe really has for you. Career-wise, it feels like that's crazy. Is your job crazy?
Well, right now I don't have a job. I was currently let go from a job. I was working at a hospital.
Uh-huh.
And I was wanted to do something with the medical field, LPN, but I'm kind of in the loop.
Well, it feels as though you have healing energy. So anything that dealt with healing on any level, whether it was just, you know, doing energy work or whether it was going for an LPN or whatever, I strongly think that healing is an area that you would be very good in, and that you haven't quite found the right niche yet. Why just an LPN? Why not go to nursing school?
Oh, you know, because I went to school for another degree, and it's basically the money issue. I don't
mm-hmm.
I'm just taking baby steps. It's just the money issue because I went to school for something else, and that's the reason why.
What did you go to school for?
Social work.
Okay. Nah. Well, I see healing. Definitely, there is healing here, and it feels it sort of really rears its head again and again and again until April. And April is where you really come into a better understanding of where your skills and talents actually are. Excuse me. If taking whatever you need for an LPN is something that will let you know that this is really a field you belong in, then that's what you need to do. But I would say that I'd rather see you going towards nursing and getting a grant of some sort or a scholarship or something like that. Because if you do the LPN, you're going to find that this is a field that you definitely want to be in, and then you're going to have to go back and get the nursing degree. But if it's a matter of money, if it's easier for you to do it this way, then absolutely that's the way you do it. But you do belong in a healing modality. Social work doesn't feel like it's the right place for you. It feels like you need a literal hands-on type of job, where you're able to work one-on-one with people, where you're able to touch people, because you have healing touch already. You may not even be aware of it, but I would look at taking therapeutic touch or even Reiki work. Have you ever been drawn to that aspect of healing energy?
No, I really haven't.
Have you ever experienced Reiki?
No, I haven't. That's something I can look into.
Yeah, actually, before you even actually look into it, find a Reiki practitioner that is running, they have what they call meetups, where a whole bunch of Reiki teachers get together and they do free Reiki stuff on people and experience the Reiki energy. And once you've experienced it, see if it's something that you'd want to pursue. Don't sign up for Reiki, just by reading about it. You have to experience it. And if you experience it, it should wake up stuff inside of you. I truly believe that in past lives, you've had several past lives where you have been involved in hands-on healing. So any kind of environment where you can experience that and then learn it yourself will help you to expand your reality and your expertise greatly. You have a lot of talent here. You have a lot of gifts. And, all of us change careers majorly a number of times in our lives. Lord knows I've had 5 or 6 major careers so far, and I'm still working on them. So, and I think you're at a place in time where you're looking for a way to not only support yourself, but impact humanity as well.
That's true.
Social work, I'm sure that you would have been good at it, but it just doesn't feel right to me.
It did, and I went to school for that, and I'm like, oh, my God, I wasted it. So I know I don't want to go back there. Maybe
no,
there
but it's a good building block, and it was, I think, an important building block for you because you learned a lot, and it feels as though in a healing modality you can draw upon that to help people tremendously, but I don't see you as a social worker, but I do see you as a healer, and I could see how you could be drawn to that field, not really understanding that it's a healing modality that you've got. Not social work is more in the system. It's structured. It's so structured that you aren't allowed to grow, to stretch, to use any of the other talents that you've got inside of you. So that it limits you tremendously. I know I taught special ed for 25 years and found that being in a school system that literally said you cannot touch your students, you cannot, hug them, you cannot, it absolutely prevented me from being the person that I was pretty sure I was meant to be. So, and I think that's what you've got. You've got a structure that will restrict you greatly and that will you'll be claustrophobic. So it's important for you to find a place where you can. I just keep seeing your hands. Do your hands get hot every now and then?
They do. My hand itches a lot, and that's the old saying. When it itches, that means you're going to get some money. But they itch a lot.
Well, that's true. Is it your right or left hand? Depending on which hand it is, it's whether you're going to give or get money. Or if it's both, I guess it comes in and it goes out real fast. But you have that itchiness is also energy that you haven't learned how to work with yet. So where can you experience this without paying a lot of money? You're in, let me see, Illinois, right?
Yes.
Do they have any spiritualist churches there?
With spiritual churches?
Yeah.
Oh, they have a lot of spiritual churches.
Well, no, not religious, but spiritualist. In other words, in the spiritualist churches, part of their service allows people to go up if they want to and get hands-on healing. And
oh, yeah.
you can do that for free. And I just my hands keep burning as though you have energy in your hands that you don't know how to focus, to utilize. Look for a workshop in therapeutic touch. It's therapeutic touch is like a 1-day workshop. And you also might look into Reiki work, because Reiki, if you take Reiki 1, I don't think it's that expensive, and it helps you to focus energy. It helps you to let the energy go. And it feels to me as though you've got so much energy in you that... Would you say that you are more academically oriented than... like spiritually oriented at this moment in time?
Oh, that's a tough question. I love going back to school and learning.
Yeah.
But I'm also trying to work on my more spiritual.
Well, I think this year is going to be a year in which you learn that you can get the academic stuff from doing spiritual exploration. And I it's wonderful to be academically, intellectually oriented, but sometimes it feels as though you are caught so much in the intellectual part that you don't stretch it far enough for the spiritual to come in. And you have a tremendous amount of spiritual energy here. You have healing energy that you haven't actually tapped into yet. That's why I'm trying to send you towards almost any aspect here that will allow you to explore how to channel that energy that's inside of you. And that, you know, will that shift your life? It will. It'll shift your life tremendously. Doesn't mean that you still don't have to find a job, because you do. But it's how you use that job and how you put yourself into it that will determine whether or not you're burning on all 12 cylinders instead of just 8.
Okay.
I think you're at a spectacular crossroads here, and I think you're going to do a wonderful, magnificent job of this. You're going to be able to incorporate the spiritual into everything else so that it enhances the quality of your life dramatically.
Wow.
I mean, I know you're a spiritual person, but at the same time, you kind of put that to bed when you get into the I need to have a job and I need to support myself and my family.
That's you hit it right on the head.
Reality is the two working together create an amazing reality. You can weave them together and not become a fanatic that goes to the mountaintop and waits for the mothership. So although there are those that do that, but I don't see that you're that kind of a person. It just feels as though the integration of both into your reality is going to be important, and I strongly think you need to find a way to work with the energy that's inside of you, because once you've learned to work with it, it sneaks into every other aspect of your life without you knowing it, and it enhances them. So look for a workshop where it's not expensive. Please don't, it should not cost a lot of money. If somebody's charging a lot of money, they're not the spiritual person you want to work with.
Okay.
And if you need to, you know, more information, or if you need to get some sort of confirmation, my email is barbaradelong@gmail.com. Write me. I'll write you back, or I'll call you back, and I'll talk you through it.
Okay.
Thanks so much for calling.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
It's a cool time of the year, because everybody is really looking at, okay, new beginnings, fresh starts, and it is. It definitely is. And, you know, happily we didn't all melt or anything with the 2012 now being over with, so that we can get on with our lives. Excuse me. Can't get rid of this horsiness in me. Okay, we've got Sarah, I think. Hi, Sarah, are you there?
Yes, hi. Actually, it's Sahar.
Sahara, okay.
Without the A, just Sahar.
Okay, gotcha.
Thank you.
How can I help today?
I'm just calling for specifically a love life, and specifically about one person. So I just want to see what can you see for me.
It looking at the relationship area of your life, it feels like you've made a lot of changes here, and it feels as though. Are you healing from a breakup?
Yes, I'm trying.
It does feel to me as though it feels as though you're trying to jump back in before it's time to jump back in. Does that make sense?
Yes, totally.
Sometimes, you know, when relationships end, no matter how they end, we need to give ourselves time to sort of assimilate, figure out, you know, what we can do to be a better person. Not that we were wrong, but just that we need time. And it doesn't feel to me as though you're giving yourself enough time to to come back with a new beginning.
Actually, no, I did, because the breakup was in April. So I thought that's enough time to wait.
Yeah, but you still feel like you're healing. And that would suggest that you're not all the way there.
Yeah, that's true.
I think whatever the last relationship was, whatever the whatever the difficulty was, you're still chewing on it. You're still trying to analyze it. And I would caution you to not get back into a relationship before you have everything. You're not going to ever totally understand everything. That just is not in the cards here for anybody. But it feels to me as though you're rushing yourself. I can see you getting into a wonderful relationship by the March time frame.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, are you playing with the thought of being in a relationship with somebody else?
No, not really. I'm just focusing on my work and just living a basic life, that's all. Not even looking, I'm not even trying to look.
Well, that's a good thing. I feel that you do have a good relationship coming. It's there by March, and that means it could be any time between now and March. It doesn't have to be the March, you know, you don't have to wait till March 1st. But it feels like you are ready for a relationship in which there is tremendous commitment. It does feel as though you are coming to a time and a place where you're ready to stretch yourself. You're ready to allow yourself to invest yourself emotionally without holding back.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
you just it just there's when we go into a relationship, it's important that we invest ourselves 150%. And I don't think right at the moment you're ready for that. But I do feel that it's coming, and it's coming a lot faster than you would expect. So
my question is, when you're saying by March, are we talking about a new one, or there is a reconciliation with the old one?
Well, until you totally have let go of the old one, the new one can't come in. You just can't. Actually, what happens energetically with us when we have experienced a difficulty, or when we have been hurt, or when there has been an emotional trauma and the breakup of a relationship, no matter why, does have its impact on us energetically. Until we have processed it, until we have let it go, basically we send out a very mixed signal to everybody around us. And it's kind of like, I think I'm ready, but I'm not sure. And if you're sending out that kind of a signal, you're going to draw to yourself people who are as confused and not willing to invest as much as you are. Mm-hmm. So it's tough. The best advice that I can give you is to do exactly what you're doing, to focus on yourself, to focus on healing, to focus on giving quality to those people that you love, that you trust, and that you feel safe investing in. And then you're sending out an energetic that says, I am comfortable within my circle here. I'm willing to expand it when the time is appropriate. But for right now, I'm going to concentrate on what I'm sure of and what I'm confident in and what I feel secure with. Now, that will attract people to you, but until you really are ready to let people in, that doesn't happen. But at least it attracts those people who are as focused as you are in being whole and investing themselves with intent and intensity, but not haphazardly. So you'll attract the people to you that are at the same place you are. And when you're ready, then you open the doors. And if they're ready, they open the doors. And then everything works like magic. But by saying, oh, this might be a good person, but I won't let myself be open 100%. When you're not open 100%, they're not open 100%, and then you have an imbalance, and then all sorts of weird stuff happens.
Oh, no, I totally understand that. That's why I'm not trying to push anything or try to even go out on a date, because I know how I feel inside. But the thing is, I am more, you can call me a closed-minded, it will be okay, because I kind of set up my mind, I want that person. I know this is what I want and who's what I want. And my question is psychically, is this is ever going to come back, or this is with, like, the end of the road for us?
Oh, with the person you just broke up with?
Yeah.
No, that's the end of the road.
So you don't see anything coming from that? That's it.
I think at some point in time there may be a friendship. But there's too much hurt. There's too much. I guess I have to go back to the hurt. If someone loves you, they don't hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
It's that easy. It's that easy. If they have hurt you or lied to you or deceived you or half-truthed you or
cheated on you.
yeah, that's a big one. Yeah. If it happens once, it will happen again.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like, have you ever seen streams that meander? They twist and they go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth.
Yeah, we've been for 12 years in the same relationship. It's been a 12-year relationship, so we've been mm-hmm. through everything.
Okay, So once there is a weakness someplace, that weakness will give way at some point in time. It's just the fact of life. Mm-hmm. And you know, you, I don't feel that you really can forget and let go. And I think in some way that's a good thing, because it protects you. It will protect you. But if you go back into this relationship, you will always be looking for it happening again.
And phone and check on him and make sure he's not doing it again.
And I have to tell you, love is a wonderful, wonderful emotion, but it cannot survive if there is not trust.
Mm-hmm.
It just can't. And no matter how hard you want it to, or how much, you know, it just, love, once betrayed, there's no trust.
Mm-hmm.
And without trust, love cannot survive and flourish. It just can't.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, but this is the issue now, because I know it, I saw it on the phone that he completely denied it, that I lost the trust, as you said, and we broke up about it, but literally I didn't have anything in my hand to say, here you go, you did it. But I know, I am positively sure it happened. And I was like having the hope of maybe he will come and apologize for it, try to work it out, and probably that's why I'm having a hard time to let go. Just waiting for that closure to come and apologize, and I'm not sure psychically if this will ever happen.
No, it's not, and you know it.
Mm.
I mean, you know, you have that gut feeling, and you trust that gut, and understand that you didn't need the proof. You didn't trust.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't trust someone, then there is a problem. And you just can't build. That's a weak link. It's a part of the foundation that's not there, and it will crumble again because you don't trust. And you know, certainly I've been with people that I have trusted, and I've been with people that I have not trusted. And it just, you know, it's something that is one of those universal things, that without trust, love does not survive. It can't. And you will protect yourself. You'll do it subconsciously, but you will protect yourself. And after a while, that will wear on you, and you'll find another weak place. And I'm sorry, it's just not in the cards here. However, there is a relationship coming that will be on firm foundation. And you have to work yourself through this one. I know that there are qualities about this person that you think are wonderful.
Yep.
And they are. There's no doubt about it. But the ability to be faithful and to earn your trust is not there. And they don't know how to change. And they frankly don't even want to change. And the reality here is if you let them back into your life, they don't need to change.
Mm-hmm.
They'll just wait till they lull you into thinking, it's going to be okay, and then they're off again. So, you know, try to tie this up and let this go. Because once healing has taken place, there is a spectacular person coming into your life. And I know 12 years is a long time. I've actually been there. It is a long time. But when you're done with what you're supposed to be doing, karmically speaking, and I do feel you are, you move on. And when you move on, then all sorts of bells and whistles go off, and it's a cool time.
I'll try my best.
It's you know, something. It's not something that you can do consciously. It's something that you will feel. You'll feel that suddenly you're able to move forward in time. This is the person that you are just, you know, resolving things and, you know, tying them up, is somebody that you've been with a lot of past lives, and they came into this lifetime to trigger new aspects of you. And one of them is the fact that you recognize that it isn't working. So do take your time and allow yourself, you know, time to heal. And and move on, because the person coming is just spectacular. It's amazing. It's phenomenal. It's the one you've been dreaming about. And the one that you're just done with is somebody you've been a lot of times before, and so you've been with them a lot of times before, and that's part of your reluctance to let go. But trust me, he'll be around. Not going very far. Okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
It's hard to let go of those that we're so sure is perfect when they're not perfect. Okay, we got Craig. How you doing, Craig?
Hey, Barbara, how you doing? I've been listening to some of your readings. I just must say that you've been doing a wonderful job today. I'm just been feeling that energy going back and forth, the healing energy taking place of those women, and it's just, I've been blessed by myself. And I want to wish you a Happy New Year as well.
Oh, Happy New Year to you, too.
Thank you. I guess the question I have today is, I've been calling your show for like 3 years now, and majority of my questions have to do with school. And the latest fiasco that's going on right now is everything has been submitted on my part as far as my dissertation for review. And my first chairperson looked at it, and he said, okay, it's okay now. And then he sent it up to the second chairperson, who I historically have not had the best relationship with, to say the least. And she sent my paper back a couple of days ago saying that, you know, everything is fine except for the last portion of it, which I followed the university guidelines, but she's saying, well, you didn't, and therefore you need to revise it all over again, and that's going to take a while. And so I just wanted, basically the question I have right now is, I'm anxious to finish by June, and do you see me finishing by June?
I do. It's going to be right to the wire. Understand that dissertations, while we who write them think that that we are breaking new ground and discovering wonderful stuff, those who read them have a formula, and this is one of those cases where if you were a teacher, you would be teaching for the test, not for the learning. And that's exactly what's going on here. I mean, I think that your premise for your dissertation was fabulous, but the reality is the people reading it don't have your insight. So therefore, they want to you just have to write it for her eyes.
Exactly.
You have to. It's one of those cases where at a later date you can take everything that you've written and you can revise it again or keep it revised and submit it to be published someplace, and I'm sure it would be published amazing, you know, fast. But for right now, you need to let this person think that they are in control, and you do exactly what you need to do for them, and get past them and move on. Now, will there have to be a defense of this? Okay. You can defend it even though you don't believe it, so I wouldn't worry.
Yeah.
No, you have to go through for masters and PhDs. It's going through a grinder that doesn't care.
Mm-hmm.
I know my first master's thesis got published and stuck in the library someplace, and no one's read it. No one cares. It isn't until we get, you know, you pay your money, you do your time, and you get your certificate, and then you become creative. Then you put your best stuff out there, you know, with no one judging, and you know, you let it rip. But for now, I would don't be obnoxious about it, but butter her up good. Ask her advice. Ask her, you know, exactly where she wants to see the changes made, and make them. And that way, and get it in writing, have her write out exactly what she wants you to do, and do it. So that the next time she sees it, every one of her corrections is there.
Exactly.
And then she can't criticize it.
Okay.
How many people are there involved in this?
Well, there's two chair people who I've been working with for the last about 2.5 years. And then once it goes there, then it goes through like this URR board where the two chairperson and the other person reviews it, and they sit in on my defense. and they are the ones that make the decisions on whether you publish or not. And this is like the second phase, which I project is going to go pretty faster than what it has been the last 2 years. At least that's what I've been told. You know, a first chairperson seems to believe that, you know, if everybody signs on it, we can get this movement and we have this done by March. I'm shooting for June because I've just been, you know, I'm just being, you know, trying to keep things on perspective and not trying to get over my hopes of anything like that. But it's still,
yeah,
it's still a process. You know, I got to go through a defense, and I got to go through the Fountain checkpoint process, and that's going to take a while. And so I'm just trying to be optimistic as well, but be realistic at the same time.
Yeah, no, I think June is very realistic. I think probably before then, but you know, this is a case of understanding she has power over you, and
yeah,
there's nothing you can do, and
yeah,
you can, you know, you can argue with her, but that's stupid.
It's going to delay it, yes.
Not when she's got to put her, you know, her signature on it, and you know, say she approves. So
right.
This is somebody who needs to feel powerful. So let them.
Yeah.
It, you know, once you have the degree, then you go on your merry way and do your thing. But I think it's part of recognizing that there are times we don't argue our point.
Exactly.
And again, it's you know, can you actually have, you know, if you argued with her about this, she'd fight you back and she'd win because she's got the power.
Definitely.
You have to pick your battles. And this isn't even a battle that you should even question. You do what you need to do to get through.
Right. Yes, and I kind of figure that it's close to the end, and I just want to know if it's going to be done by a certain day, and I'm not ready to roll. You know, this will be a big year.
Yeah, I think it'll be a fabulous year, and you know, it does feel that this is a year where there's a rebirth for you. There's a birthing,
yes,
of a new aspect of you. There's a sense here of, you know, you even have guidance here as far as, you know, profession goes. So
mm-hmm.
you got a lot of good stuff here. And though I think she's very short-sighted, and I think that you're not, and that's where the conflict is.
Oh, I was just thinking the same thing, literally, before I called.
Yeah, it just it's sort of like I have found that teachers who are not teaching forget what it's like.
Yes.
And they're frozen in time. And those that are still struggling, that are learning and teaching at the same time, have a much better grasp and understanding of you know, what's going on. I think she's frozen, by about 20 years. When was the last time she actually taught?
Literally, that's been how long she last taught. And I was talking to my first chairperson, and, you know, everything he said, he pretty much referenced to me, you know. They both don't agree on everything, but she's been out of the class for 20 years, and she's kind of out of touch on what the reality of everything that's going on here and what, you know, certain acronyms mean and things like that. And the thing she asked me to clarify, it's pretty much common knowledge in the general body of education, but she still is lacking that understanding.
They get frozen in time,
and
if they don't have the input of the one-on-one with kids, they think they're teaching teachers, and that's not true. And you know, there's that old saying, you know, those that can't do teach and those that can't teach become administrators. So unfortunately, it's a reality.
It is, literally.
And I think that in her time, she was very, very good. And she's very comfortable where she is. She's not going anywhere, and she's not learning, and she's not stretching. And, you know, you have to just adhere to, you know, her level of consciousness. And that's you know, if you have questions, I'd make appointments with her, and I talk to her exactly how she wants you to do it, and I do it exactly what she wants. I would absolutely change everything. And I don't think it's going to be that much, to tell you the truth. As soon as she realizes she has your respect, she'll let up on you.
Okay. That sounds good. Thank you very much for your insight, as always. Mm-hmm. And I'll be calling you and let you know when I get that cap down.
Okay, that's great.
Absolutely.
Take it easy.
You too now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It's kind of fun to keep track of people and hear how things are going. I can't, it has been, Jeannie, I think, what, 3-4 years that he's been calling. And kind of cool. It's fun to have that kind of feedback with people. Okay, we've got Lori in Cleveland. Hi, Lori, are you there?
Hi, yes, I am. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, thank you for waiting so long.
Oh, that's fine. I'm glad to get a read.
How can I help today?
Just a general read, maybe touch on love life. I don't know.
Okay. It feels like this is going to be a year that you're kind of looking over and analyzing just about everything in your life. I would say that you take very seriously the New Year stuff and you know, what do I need to do? Where am I going to put my energy? What am I going to focus on? And it feels as though this is going to be a year in which a lot of changes do happen for you. It feels like you're rebirthing a new aspect of yourself, and by that, it feels as though you're kind of coming out of your shell to a great degree. It feels as though you're going to be reaching further than you have been in the past. It feels like you've been very cautious about a lot of things in the past, and I think that you're not going to be quite as cautious. You're going to let yourself stretch a little further and more extensively than you might have before. The element of compensation is here, so I feel that money is going to flow a little more easily for you. Don't go wacko with it, but it does feel as though the belt is loosening just a little bit. And your intuition is definitely opening up to you. Certainly by the time you get into March, there's a sense here of greater trust of the intuitive that's within you, greater understanding of what's going on around you. And it does feel as though you're taking a look at life as we know it and really putting it under a microscope. It feels like you're taking stock of life and you know, this is a major time for you to do a review, and I'm not sure exactly why, but it appears that that's what you're doing. The focus on home is really profound here when it comes into the springtime, and it feels as though, are you thinking of moving? Is there a potential of a move here?
I thought about it, yeah, because I just feel this town's dry.
Well, wouldn't quite say that. You're in Cleveland, right?
No.
Where are you, Colorado? California.
California, yeah. Yep.
Wow, you belong on the East Coast.
Yeah, I'm an East Coast girl. I'm finding that out.
Yeah.
Like nothing like they do, and just being closer to people. But I do like California. I like the weather.
You've got it with the weather, absolutely. But
and the casual stuff. So, but. East Coast is a little different. I could see the difference clearly.
Oh, yeah. No, you're an East Coast energy.
Yes.
And I would put you...
Even the men. The men are different.
Yeah.
A lot more passion.
Yeah.
I need passion in my life.
Yeah. Well, I would tend to agree with you. It does feel here as though the East Coast calls to you. Now, that could be people from the East Coast, or it could be, you know, just that regionally speaking that you might consider a move, because it just feels like California to you is, while it's comfortable, it's not challenging. And I hear the warm weather. I totally understand you. I can remember when I was touring being out there in December or January and sitting on the end of a pier watching the dolphins. And, you know, that was cool.
Yeah.
But
yeah, it's peaceful that way. I won't go back east, believe me. I know I won't. But in my heart, that's all.
Okay.
You know, I'll carry that with me inside.
Well, I strongly feel that over the next year you're going to be traveling back to the East Coast at least 3 times.
I don't see that happening.
Well, that's good, because I'd rather tell somebody something they haven't planned than something that is already in the works here. I see you taking at least 3 trips to the East Coast, and there is the essence here of the energy of the East Coast is more spontaneous and more energetic than that of the West Coast.
Yeah.
I don't want to dump on California, because it is beautiful. I just wouldn't want to live there. And there are people that feel the same way about the East Coast. They love the seasons and they love all of that stuff, but they don't want to live here. It energetically speaking, this is
would
where you
draw
your...
Would it have to do with a lawsuit that I'd be going back there? Or...
It well may be, because by February I'm feeling compensation coming into you.
Really?
So that, yeah. When did this lawsuit start?
My dad passed in 2004, and I fought it for like 7 years. It was corrupted. It was all corrupt, the whole thing. And I don't know if I have recourse or not, or the monetary value to reopen or continue, but I would love to have some it's the point of the matter, and there was a lot of money involved that I didn't get my fair share, but and I don't want to keep griping on that, but it is a problem. But
well, I feel
it might be dead, but I don't know.
No, I don't think so, because I do see compensation coming in February here.
Well,
so there
be
may
wonderful.
Be there may be some more coming that you don't anticipate or haven't anticipated. There is a move. There is definitely a move coming within the next 6 months. If not an actual move, certainly the contemplation of it, and it does feel as though there is definitely a move in your future here in the next year for sure.
On that case, or I mean,
no,
not a physical move out of my house.
Well, there's movement. There's definitely a move, and so that you know you can place that move any place you want. Well, no, don't be scared about it. It feels very positive, and it feels as though you're very excited about it. So, I'm not seeing anything horrible. I'm seeing stuff that is more beneficial and exciting in that way.
Mm-hmm.
So what you've got here also is the fact that there are new beginnings and fresh starts here. There are new people coming into your life. Summertime feels almost as though it's reunion-ish, as though there is a sense of you getting together with people from your past. And it does feel as though it's very enjoyable and it's very exciting, and it reawakens new aspects of you that you hadn't really thought about. I would say that you've got a lot of very exciting things happening here. Most of them manifest after the June timeframe, but work is ongoing on them right as we speak. So that there is a sense here of letting go and allowing the universe to establish the balance that you're seeking in life. Because
I have to move forward. I really do. I mean, I have to get my head focused more on a direction of positive and
good idea.
And I'd like to do, you know, I'm afraid to do the real estate for whatever reason. I have no clue. I mean, I got my license, but I never used it. And it's like, why is this? Why? I'm afraid that the banks are going to collapse or anything like that. And then I'm afraid to invest the money to go for it. And then I don't know. I just got to go for it, I guess.
After June.
After June?
After June, yeah.
Okay.
Wait till June. And
so I could
and
study
then,
on it and brush up on it.
Yeah, after June, it feels like things open up for you dramatically. And there's healing, and you let go of a lot of stuff, and you bring, you know, new emotional stuff into your life. But up to June, it feels like it's more of a let's take care of the things inside of us, and let's work on those aspects and areas of life.
How about love life? Anything going on there? I'm sorry.
No,
I interrupted
okay.
you, and I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Love life, geez, you're taking care of yourself first. I mean, once you've got yourself straight, then absolutely you're going to draw into your life people that will be involved with you on a relationship basis. But right now, it feels like you've been through a battle, and you know you're kind of curled up and you're protecting yourself. It feels as though as you get into the March, April time frame, that's when things loosen up and you start feeling more comfortable about a lot of things. It feels like you've been at war. Have you been?
Not really. I mean, no. I don't know.
Okay.
I just kind of went into a shell, I guess.
Yeah, it just feels like you are so protected that relationship-wise it will be hard to get through. But after the March time frame, it feels like you are more secure and more willing to open yourself up to... See, right at this very moment, I don't see that anybody could get in.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, we want people in our life and stuff like that, and everybody wants a great relationship.
I miss a friend. That's
okay, friendship I could absolutely see. If you're talking real intense love type thing, after June. Everything is after June, because between now and June you're working on a lot of stuff inside. You're taking care of a lot of issues. You're getting rid of a lot of garbage.
Yeah.
And once that's done, then you're ready to really share your life and your spirit and your soul and everything with another person, and the element of commitment is definitely here. But not until the June time frame, and certainly the timing here is totally up to you, but you're wisely taking care of a lot of stuff that's sort of been
lingering,
bubbling inside of you.
Right.
And but the good thing is you're aware of it, you know what's going on, and you're not beating yourself up. You're just taking your time to do the stuff that's important for you, and when the time is right, you know, yes, absolutely, it's there. It's just not right yet.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. This is certainly a year when a lot of changes are going to happen, and I think they're very positive changes. So, you know, hang in there, because you've done a lot of work to this point in time. And once you get everything organized inside, it's going to be phenomenal.
Okay. Well, thank you for the
Thank you for calling.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
You too. Happy New Year to you.
Oh, to you as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It's really hard when we've done that kind of change, when we're working that hard on things, to see the light at the end of the tunnel. But it, you know, it really always is there. It's just sometimes we're not as far down the tunnel as we think we are. But certainly Jeannie and I both can understand that kind of a position. And, you know, once the good stuff starts happening, you forget about, you know, just how long it took you to get there. Okay, we've got Carolyn. Hi, Carolyn, are you there?
Hi, good afternoon, Barbara. Happy New Year.
Oh, to you too. It's going to be a good one. It's going to be a good one. Last year sucked.
I feel it too. I feel it. many miracles coming, many surprises for everyone. Can't even
imagine. Yeah, you know, I think that now that Mayan 2012 is now off everybody's table, they can finally look ahead and realize that it is the beginning of a whole new cycle, and because of that, the potential for all of the cool stuff is out there in spades, literally.
Oh, yes, and it's coming down from heaven.
Yeah.
I feel it. I've been feeling it since last summer. You know,
this
feeling inside.
It's kind of like, do you remember that feeling on Christmas morning when we still believed in Santa Claus?
Oh, yes.
That's what it is. It's like, oh, my goodness, this is going to be so cool. So much is coming. So much of it is a surprise, because it's stuff we didn't ask for, we didn't expect. And so there's special stuff coming. And it's a neat time for people. Economically, it's you know, a tough struggle for everyone, but the spiritual stuff doesn't cost anything, and that's where a lot of this shift and change is coming, and people having awakenings and discovering wonderful things about themselves and meeting up with people that are at the same place and time.
Yes, expanding yourself, and like you said, spirituality is the number one thing. Once you get that clearance, that vibration, then you believe that, you know, the things that you always desire are yours. You know, like when you were a teenager, nobody could stop you.
Absolutely.
Nobody could stop you when you were a teenager, and they even like the cold weather. You go out without sweaters. And that's that. I feel like 2013 represents that. Nobody can stop. As long as you're clear, your life is clear, you have cleared every single aspect of your life, then you are going to the next step. It's like going up the pyramid. You're going to the next stone. You know, that's what's it about, 2013, until you reach the top. That's all I have to say.
Well, no, it's true. And what I love is we never really hit the top.
Yeah, no.
And when we get to where we think it was, we find that there's even more. And,
yeah.
You know, that old saying that I used to almost want to throw up when I heard is so appropriate. You know, every day in every way I'm getting better and better.
Oh.
It's true. We do. And I think that's one of the things that people are going to start realizing, that no matter how old we are or how young, that we're expanding, we're stretching, we're growing, we're changing. And that's important and that's exciting. And you never know what the universe is going to hand you, so long as you don't try to manipulate it. And
yeah.
And that's where I have constantly hit my head against a brick wall when I've thought, oh, I know what's needed here. I'll just take over and I'll steer for a while. And I hear the other side laughing. It's like, she's gonna crash and burn. And I do. But then, you know, it's sort of like, okay, let's get on with it and pick up the pieces and see where we can go from here. And that's, you know, that's a good place to be.
Yeah.
How
if you
can
have
I
no
help?
If you have no expectations, then surprises will come in. Have no expectations on anything you do or do for anybody else, or even what your wishes are, because that's all on God's time. Have trust and no expectations, because it is coming. But time is... I got the goosey bumps. Well, I like to have like a general, because I only expect the best messages. And the clearest messages come from heaven. So anything that you have to tell me spiritually and business, I love it. Thank you.
Okay. All righty. Well, this is going to be a year in which the aspect of evolution, you know, keeps coming up over and over again. So you're evolving into expanding your horizons tremendously this whole year. It feels like it's going to be a year in which you kind of let go the limitations of the physical and embrace the limitless that the universe has and spirit has to offer you. It's a time of new beginnings, of fresh starts, of opening yourself up to new directions, of not being afraid to step outside the box, because that limits you, and stepping outside the box opens, you know, you to amazing different stuff. It's a year in which body, mind, spirit come together in a greater, better focus than ever before. And you do discover that there are new directions for you to go in, because I keep seeing new directions foraging off into new aspects of life, into new aspects of your own spiritual evolution and growth. You have tremendous wisdom here. You have the element of a master teacher inside of you that's waking up and sort of shaking your tree a little bit. There's the spiritual is just profound here. And, of course, you know, it has to be integrated into a physical reality, so you have to have at least one foot on the ground at all time. That's, I think, where you have the biggest problem. Balance, as far as career goes, really important for you to keep a good balance here. It feels career-wise the doors are opening for new directions and new aspects of you. It feels as though you're going to be stretching yourself into learning new aspects of life and how to apply yourself to your reality. There's also, gosh, I see singing. I hear singing all over the place. Do you sing?
No, but I love music and I love opera and I love all of, and actually, when I was in school, yeah, I used to sing when I was in school. I always wanted to be a Madonna. But
well,
don't we all?
I'm not saying how well you sing, but I am saying that singing for you is a form of meditation.
I love it.
And it does open you up to to an exciting new energy that is out there for you. It feels as though by the time you get to March, there's a tremendous amount going on in your life. It feels as though new directions are opening up, and the aspect of magic and miracles, expecting the unexpected in the springtime, is definitely here. And it does feel as though you do face every new day with open arms and open hands, as though you're open to whatever the universe feels that it wants to give you or share with you or give you an experience of. And it does feel as though you are just so open to change that it's phenomenal. And there are lots of changes here. Balance and justice comes into your life in the May time frame. And this is the time frame in which you see the balance, the universal balance taking place all around you and within your life as well. Those people that have chosen to go other directions that were not possibly as appropriate for them as they could be are finding the balance is restored to life. And sometimes they have to wake up and change their directions. You're seeing the balance of the universe all around you just reemphasizes the fact that you do believe in this balance, and so that you aren't trying to balance the scales. You're allowing the universe to do it. And in so doing, you're seeing how much of a better job the universe actually does. And as you hit the June timeframe, here's where magic really happens. Here's where you're crossing a threshold into levels of higher understanding of this dimension and others. And so do you see spirit?
I got the goosebumps, but I have, and I've been asking for, I have a couple of times of urgency in my life, but I've been asking lately to get that gift, to allowing that gift. I am ready, and I've been asking for it and hearing it, too.
Why are you asking for something you already have?
I know it's there. I feel it. I'm a feeler. I know it. I was born with it. Born with a knowing, born with a feeling. But the other two aspects I haven't really perfected, which is hearing and seeing with, you know, I guess it's my expectation of something it should look like. But I feel it.
Yeah, because it's, you know, we all are very... we all come into each lifetime with a master within us, and we have the capabilities of you know, the mediumship. We have the capabilities of the intuition. We can even do levitation and all of that other cool stuff. It's just that our human side, the human aspect of us, sort of grounds us into the physical reality to the point that we're not able to spiritually experience those talents, those gifts that are already there. And it feels like you're trying to make something happen and instead of allowing something to happen.
Yeah, I stopped myself lately.
Yeah.
I've been stopping that because I was asking. I'm saying, oh, I must be a pain, you know, to these angels. I must be they must say, oh, there she is again. It's 9 a.m. She's meditating. She's asking for the spirit to come. She's not going to get it again. So I stopped it because I didn't want to annoy them.
Well, they have happily limitless patience. But the reality here is you're... In just communicating with them, you're proving the fact that you have that capacity.
Yeah.
And you're right. Everybody has a vision of what this stuff is and dismiss quite frequently the manifestation of it because we think it should be harder.
Yes.
Or there should be a ritual connected to it, and that's not true. Spirituality is something that comes very, very naturally to us. It has nothing to do with a religious aspect of at all.
Right.
And I don't mean to downplay religion because religion is important, but the spiritual is a gift that we come into this lifetime with. It's not something we have to earn. It's a gift that we bring into the lifetime, and if we are open to it, if we embrace it and say, just give it to me, it's there. And you're seeing spirit, and then you're thinking it's your imagination.
You know, when I close my eyes, I do see movement of light. Oh, my gosh, I see so many things when I close my eyes. So it's must my third eye. I see a lot. I see a picture frame. I see a couple moving. I'll see a lady. I'll see a man. I know it's my third eye, well, my spirit anyway, my higher self, giving me these pictures and all of this love. And I ask for it. And I'll see lights, and I'll see a spotlight coming down on me. And whenever I'm tired, I'll ask. I'll close my eyes, meditate, and ask for a healing. I'll wake up from this meditation, and I'm healed. You know, I'm not tired anymore. So I do feel that, you know, I'm blessed.
Yeah, you are. And the reality here is that, you know, when you close your eyes, when you see these things, are you writing them down? Are you recording them? Are you validating them?
At the beginning, I was. Now it's just like so many. It's just so many images that
mm-hmm.
I just like enjoy it, and I remember every single one. I remember, but I haven't written it down.
By writing it down, you're validating it. You're saying to the universe, "I got it. I see it. I hear it."
That's beautiful.
And
yes,
And in a way, it's sending a message to the other side that, okay, I got this, now increase it, make it better, make it more expansive, give me some greater insight into how, help me to help it grow.
Yes.
And I, you know, lots of times in the past, things have happened to me that I've just sat and giggled at because it was so cool. And the reality is I should have really been writing it down and validating it, but, you know, big professional here. I get it. I get off on it as much as anybody else does. So that it's sort of like, you know, you confirm it, you give it confirmation, and you say, I got it. Okay, let's go for more. And that's what you need to do. I don't think you're giving the other side the signal that it got through.
Ah, I shall do that. No problem.
But by the time you get to June, you have a greater understanding of the interdimensional aspect of spirituality, and even more so than you do now, and that's what's going to open you to the healing process, to the aspect of healing. And, you know, healing, of course, has to begin with ourselves, and then we share it with other people. We move into other aspects of it. There's a sense here of understanding that you have to take care of yourself first before you take care of others, because if you don't take care of yourself, you have no energy, no nothing. And then as you hit the September time frame, it's almost like it's a celebration time. There's laughter all around you. There's a feeling of moving into a new aspect of growth and development. There's a feeling here of focusing on what you need to do for you in order to help other people, and you bring a greater balance into life. And then as you get into the December time frame, you've got law of attraction at work here, so definitely you're another case of, you know, a vision board is a great idea.
Wow.
And a vision board would help you to see. You have no problem with all of the etheric, non-physical stuff. The only problem is you're not validating it, so they don't know to give you more.
Oh my, I didn't know that. Oh my gosh, I've been asking, even like before I go to sleep, I've been saying, you know, like I'm grateful. I am blessed and grateful every single moment of my life, but I do ask for more wisdom, more acknowledgement of, you know, spirituality and growth, interdimensional knowing. And in my dreams, I also ask in my dreams to take me to Archangel Metatron's or to somewhere else in the universe so I could know what it looks like. You know, I always ask for some trip so I can learn.
Are you familiar with who Metatron is?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I love him. Yes. Yes, very much so.
Have you studied his work?
No, but I've been reading and going online on YouTube and getting as much, even doing the, you know, the geometry as art. I already started that I want to practice the cube, Metatron's cube, and just make it as art. A lot of people are doing that, but I love it because I think it's it's so beautiful. And, intricate. Go ahead.
Well, the important thing is you've been putting out all of this and they've been giving you a lot of it, but they have no idea that you got it.
Oh, yes, I did.
But haven't shown it. You haven't put it down on paper. You haven't given them you have not committed this knowledge to paper. It's not down there. They don't know that you've actually got it. They know that it's floating around there someplace, but they aren't really sure that you have embraced it.
Oh, that's nice.
And once you get it down on paper, once you let them know that it made it through, then they can go the next step for you. But until then, they're just waiting. They send and they hear you ask and they send and then you ask again and then they send again and then you ask again and
it's a daily activity.
It is, and they don't lose patience because they have all of eternity to play with, but the reality here is, do something with it.
Okay.
Use your vision board as confirmation board. Let it be a confirmation board. Put stuff on there that I've got this and this and this. I want to work on this and this and this. I want to expand on it.
Okay, sounds beautiful. I will. And that's what I'm about. I'm always on the edge of always learning, expanding since I'm very young, and it never stops. I think I think everybody's like that, so it's not just me. I think everybody's like that. It's beautiful to expand and learn because there's no limit. There's no limit. It's a pretty exciting life.
It definitely is.
And happy
life. There are a lot of people that think they know it all.
Uh-uh.
And so they close themselves off.
They're very limited.
Yes. Yeah, actually, it limits them terribly. And when you stop learning and stop growing, there's no point to this lifetime.
Yeah.
So,
Barbara, you're very helpful, Barbara, and you're very beautiful. And I think you just expanded my horizons. I thank you. And I thank you for letting me know that heaven doesn't know that I'm expanding. That is so cool.
You have to have a sense of humor with this stuff, and they're sitting up there saying, "Well, God, same thing she asked for last week," send it again, and when is she going to want to go further? It's sort of like I got it. You can expand on it, but I do understand that the channel is open. For heaven's sakes, let's stop repeating ourselves and let's move forward. Let's send me what you got, and I'll tell you what I get, and we'll go from there.
That is, thank you, Barbara. You really helped everybody out, and you really helped me out today. I really thank you because I just, oh my God, it's called grounding. Now I got to ground myself and say, oh, I forgot to do that step, and I think it's beautiful. Thank you, Barbara. You are wonderful, and I congratulate you on this new show because this is my first time. I heard you on another show, but this is my first time hearing your new show. I don't know how long you've been doing it, but congratulations. I love it. And it's so interesting. And I learned from other people. And the messages that you have to say to other people, really, a lot of them are like messages that we need to hear. Otherwise, we wouldn't be on the phone.
Well,
so
thank you. It's not just that. It's that I learned, too. I mean, I learned through you guys. You guys provide the questions for answers to things that I go through as well, so that it's a two-way street. I'm not just spouting here. I'm learning as well, and I think a lot of readers forget that we have to constantly grow as well. And if we don't grow, then why would anybody want to listen to us?
Exactly. That's beautiful. You're going to be very successful on your next career.
Oh, God.
you're ready. You got experience, you got knowledge, and now the know-how, So thank you for the interaction that you have with us and for being the medium between us and heaven, because we need it, you know, especially now that things are really turning around and are so positive. And it's so wonderful to always have confirmation from heaven that, you know, there's more happiness, there's more of everything. Thank you,
absolutely.
Barbara.
You're
thank
so
you,
welcome.
Barbara, for being the medium.
You're so welcome. Thank you for asking the question.
Happy New Year, by the way.
To you, too. Bye-bye now.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Okay, we've got Anna. Hi, Anna. How are you doing?
Hi. I didn't think I was going to get on today, but I thank you for taking my call. I've been going through a difficult time financially for some time due to expenditures and some emergencies. Also, my health has been bad for about 5 months, and they've been running tests and haven't been able to come up with what's causing the pain I'm having. And the other thing that's going on, I had some supportive friends around me, and the holidays kind of prove that they are going off in their own direction. Right now, I was kind of hit with a double ringer on New Year's because one of my two cats got very sick with an upper respiratory infection. I've had him to the vet once for antibiotics and fluid. And now I'm debating whether or not I will need to put him to sleep because he's drinking too much and he's not eating. So I'm kind of really messed up as this year starts, wondering where to turn. I'm really perplexed at this point.
Well, yeah, I can understand that. And certainly being a cat lady myself, I have 8 of them.
Oh, my God. Well, I had 7. I think 7 or 8 was what I started out with, but I lost some and I had to give up a couple, but it's really tough when you have that decision to make and you're sick yourself and your finances are so bottomed out. It's like, where do I go from here? Is there any up? You know, I'm trying to do everything myself because, like I say, the people that were surrounding me, one particular gentleman, seem now to want to follow their own path and have very little time to assist me. Not that I lean on people constantly, but sometimes you have to if you're alone.
Absolutely. Anybody who has been through stuff like you have, you know, this is a time of awakening and understanding and learning a lot about yourself and the people around you, and that's a good thing. As far as your cat goes, let me hit that one first. If your cat is not eating, then you know, chances are, have you changed the food at all?
I've tried everything on him, and I've been putting the liquid part of the food inside his mouth, but it's because his sinuses are so congested that I believe he can't taste it, just like you would if you had a cold and normally wouldn't want to eat. But he's drinking copious amounts of water and, you know, going to the bathroom. So I'm wondering if, you know, it's affecting the kidneys. And I've seen this process kind of with some of my other cats. He's always been pretty much a fighter. I don't remember him ever being this sick, and he's about 9.
Two things that I would check if you can. One is when we change the food on them, they always, you know, they always rebel to some degree. And the other is, have you had his teeth checked?
They were very good. I went to a new place near my home, and they said that his teeth weren't the best, but they didn't believe that was causing a major problem. His ears had a bacterial infection, and they gave me drops for that, gave him a strong antibiotic, gave him fluids, which helped with the dehydration some. But he gets up and he moves around and he likes to be near the door and look at the outside cat. And I mean, he's somewhat alert, but I actually kept him close to me in the bed last night and got up every time he needed to get down. I didn't give him. But I don't know. You know, I don't want to jump the gun if there's hope. But on the other hand, I'm not one that likes to come and just find him passed away and then figure out how I'm going to get him someplace. And, you know, if he passes away on me, and I'm not well myself right now, so I don't know which way to turn. My finances, I really ran up against some rough stuff here in the last 2 months. And
yeah. Well, first of all, I think that first of all, I can tell you he's in no pain.
No.
So
just breathing distress, you know, someone breathing distress.
So I would, for a while,
I have to take him in later today. They said bring him in and we'll look at him. I don't know.
Okay. I don't see him in any distress. It may be his kidneys, and if his kidneys are going, then you'll know when it's the right time.
He hasn't eaten in about 5 days, and that's scary. And his breathing is labored. Like I say, I've tried washing his face and clearing his nostrils and putting Vaseline to clear him up. So I don't know, unless, you know, they have some other ideas when I get there, but I can't go into a big expensive bill because of what I've got facing me this month is rough.
Yeah, no, I think, first, he's not in pain. Second, it feels that there may be something major going on here, and they may advise that you put him down.
Uh-huh.
And if that's what the doctors do,
yeah.
I always trust my vets.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, if they say it's time, it's time.
Right.
I will tell you, animals do not understand the concept of death.
No, of course not.
They have no suffering. They have no fear of it at all.
No.
And that when they do pass over, they go immediately to the other side and they're fine.
Right.
And then they do hang around us. I have at least one that actually, you know, passed away like 5 or 6 years ago, and he's still here. My cleaning lady sees him all the time.
Well, I know my mother, when she was here, was deeply attached to a Yorkie, and she actually saw him appear to her at the end of the couch she was laying down on, and she said he was as real as you and I.
I
could have almost touched him.
So, you know, be guided by what your vet says.
Yeah.
Because 9 isn't that old, but it feels to me like internally there's something really, really wrong here that is not fixable.
Yeah.
So they're not going to, but just let your vet guide you, because
okay.
It feels like you've got a good vet. And again, he's not in any pain.
No.
So
I just feel for the discomfort of his breathing and not being able to eat, and I know he can't live long with no food.
No, but he can go weeks and weeks on water, but you don't want to do that. You want him to have quality of life.
My neighbor actually had the same thing happen to her cat, so it may be a virus that's going around.
Yeah.
You know.
It may well be that. So,
do you pick up anything on what's going on with me physically?
You know, I feel that there's a lot going on here physically. You said you've been having problems lately. Is there pain in your legs here?
No, it's funny. Several people have brought that up. It's lower abdominal. It's rectal. I have a pre-existing condition which may be attributed to it, but I'm still facing other tests if they don't resolve it, because we've tried a lot of different things and it doesn't seem to be resolved.
Okay, well, I'm not a doctor, first off.
No, I understand.
You know, let me put that out there. Mm-hmm. But from what I'm seeing here, the universe is trying to hold you in place. And you're the kind of person that has to have severe stuff hold you in place. Otherwise, you know, you'll just try to keep going ahead. I feel that there are lots of changes here for you coming up in your life. And it feels as though what you've got going on is, you know, I just keep seeing you having to be held in place for January, and as February dawns here, lots of new beginnings, lots of fresh starts. Everything picks up, but January is a time where you're being held in place so that things can fall into place around you and within you. So I feel that there will be tests and stuff like that, but come February, everything seems to be really fine with you.
February, the health as well.
Health absolutely as well. And then life takes a shift, you know, then you're focused on yourself and body, mind, spirit, and there's movement and you're drawing new people to your life and everything seems to open up dramatically and it does not feel that there are the restrictions and the problems here that you have had in the past.
Will this mean a major move for me or something drastic to correct all this or is something help coming in from somewhere? Or how do you feel the resolution?
First of all, it feels to me that they're going to discover something very simple that can help you, you know, turn stuff around. I think that physically you're going to be okay.
Major operation or anything.
No, I don't think it's nothing major. It's minor.
Sure don't feel minor. It's painful.
No, I understand that. but we're in January, and I'm looking at February.
Okay.
It feels here as though it's the difficulty is going to be resolved easily.
Oh.
And it feels as though, and this is a minor thing, but you have a major deficiency in vitamin D. And again, I'm not a doctor.
Well, that's funny because I just requested that because of issues in the past, I just requested them to recheck it. When I called today, they said everything was normal. They checked my hormones and vitamin D. Nothing was out of whack.
Well, they're wrong, and I would supplement it.
Yeah, I do take 1,000 anyway every day.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a start. I just feel that this month is going to be a month that you put a lot of things in order, and that as you get into February, everything opens up. Everything is better for you. And the Chinese believe that cats absorb heavy energy and difficulty from their owners.
Oh, I could believe that.
And I think your cat may be taking a lot of your problems into himself.
Yeah, he's very sensitive.
And so that may be part of what's going on. But your physical stuff, I'm not seeing a problem with. That is resolved by February. And then life does pick up. And you've had the blessing of being able to figure out who your real friends are, which is a cool thing.
Well, it's strange because they've been, you know, pretty much sticking by me, but this holiday, I mean, everybody went their own way, and I just left holding the bag. I really didn't get any support, calls, nothing, and they know my situation is really difficult, and they're just like, nope, we haven't got time. We've got all our plans set in motion. Very sad. I would never do that to people.
No, of course you wouldn't, and you won't.
Yes. I never have. Neither has my family.
No, so
for people who are alone or, you know, running up.
Well, this was a time of learning for you. That's all.
I mean, does that mean I just kind of like walk away from everybody or just snap out?
No, it means that you recognize where they're coming from and you don't invest yourself any more than they do. So
it's back away. I've given them plenty of space. I know they've had changes, and I respect that. But there comes a time when, you know, they could help a little more than they do.
Well, you know, then you file it away and you let it go, and you move on, and they will too.
Yeah.
But it's a good experience for you, and I got to tell you, I think life will pick up for you. I really do. From what I see with these cards, this is a month of kind of focusing on you and taking care of your issues internally and emotionally, and as of February, it's a new start, new beginning, and you know, everything is up and running.
Do you think I'll ever have a long-term relationship again? Because it's been about 12 years for me, too, where I can really say I have someone I can count on.
Yeah, I do. I think that within the next year you'll meet someone.
Not right away, though. down the line?
Not this week. I think more towards the February, end of February time frame, you may meet somebody and it will evolve into something that will be really profound for you.
Oh. Is this someone I have already made contact with or somebody?
Nope, absolutely not.
Brand new?
Brand new person.
Huh. Is this someone that is, like, connected to me in some way spiritually, too, as well as, you know, cat?
Oh, yeah. No, it would have to be. It would have to be a spiritual connection.
Because I've had all the other nonsense, and that's not what I'm looking for.
No, you're done with the nonsense. So.
I mean, I hate to be negative, but, you know, next. And someone
that's about
found
it.
That, you know, will work with me. I don't expect anyone to carry the load for me, but someone who is, you know, going to share my life and...
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. But don't go looking. Just wait for the person to find you.
They'll find me.
Yep, they certainly will.
Do you get anything about them or how recognized?
Oh, no. The universe wouldn't do that. You just do the best on yourself that you can and then be open to the rest of the stuff that comes in.
I see. But you definitely feel that they're going to get an answer to this health issue. That's number one.
Absolutely, absolutely, and it's going to be almost embarrassingly easy.
Really? Because they seem dumbfounded, all of them. I'm a specialist. I've had tests, ultrasound, CAT scan, you name it, and they can't put a finger on it. It's like, nope, nothing wrong there. Nothing in the
Yeah, like I said.
Kind of like, I know I'm not imagining this because I never had this before.
Nah, no, you're going to be fine.
Definitely. Yeah, I hope so. I will let you know.
Okay.
I mean, this is unreal. I'm hoping for a much better year. This year has really been the pits.
Yep. No, 2013 is going to be fabulous for you, I promise.
And my family, I've got some real sick family members that are out of state, and I'm very worried about them, too.
Well, you know, when it's our time, it's our time. And... I think everybody has their own issues they're going through.
Yeah.
So, but I don't think you'll be given more than you can handle, so don't worry about it.
I know that's what they say, Barbara.
It's true. Well, it's true.
I feel right now like that I'm at that point. Enough.
Nah, you could handle a lot more, but I don't think you're going to have to.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I'll take that.
Okay,
and I
thank you.
A very happy new year, and thank you for helping so many of us out here that are kind of misguided, lost, or confused right now.
No problem at all.
Take
care now.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much, everybody, and I will be back here Friday with Jeannie, so we'll see you then. Bye-bye.